Hello, and thank you for joining us for a new inspirational moment with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought I would talk about what makes you happy, what makes your heart warm, and what makes you want to sing. You know, to me, you know, life is just full of beautiful memories and beautiful people and exciting times. And although I don't get out, I still have pictures in my mind. I have warm thoughts in my heart. And I refuse to give up on life. And so I was thinking, and I was wondering, what is it that you dream about? What makes you happy? What makes your heart sing? And what makes you smile? For me, peace is just so important. I found that when I have peace, I can hear the still small voice in my heart, and I can connect better with writing, because writing gives me life. And so my thought is that we deserve that happiness. We deserve more of it. So what if we took time and we penciled ourselves into our schedules so that we could actually spend quality time doing the things we love the most? You know, maybe your quality time is taking a walk at the park, or sitting at the beach, or going and getting yourself your favorite ice cream. There's no right or wrong happy time. I think that what you want to do is good, as long as it's healthy, safe, and it does not bother anyone else. I remember I would take my lunch hour and grab a book, and I would go to Denny's and eat a salad. Now, this is 20-something years ago, so I'm pretty sure Denny's is still around. But I would eat a salad, and sometimes on the weekend, I would just get up and take myself to the movies. You know, if my kids were doing their own thing, I just got in my car and I drove. And sometimes I would just drive and just listen to tapes or the Bible. And I just spent time with me. And I like time with me. But I think that the thing is that you don't even have to go anywhere to get that feeling. For me, when I write, I achieve happiness and peace. You know, there are moments that I am writing and I'm writing through tears. But I know that on the other side of the tears, that whatever I write will help me move easier through the tears. So my thought for you is that if you can build time for yourself, maybe you go to the spa, maybe you go to the bookstore, or you go to the library. Whatever you do it so that you get the most benefit, because the time by yourself will allow you to think clearer. It will allow you to see how you're feeling, and it will allow you some serenity. And I am a big proponent of serenity. So I'm thinking that if you can find time to build your own serenity, you'll be a little bit more happier, a lot less stressed, and you'll have more smiles in your day. So I'm wishing you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening. Until we speak again, goodbye.